Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Tony Colombo here with my partner, Bo Matthews. Great to see you, my friend.
Yeah, good to see you, man. How
Happy
are you?
Happy Valentine's Day.
What?
Sweetheart.
You do call me your partner.
Yeah, we're partners. What's up with that? Right? And happy Valentine's Day to producer Chad Ellis.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Did you get him a Valentine?
Belated Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's weekend.
That's so weird.
Yeah. This is like side chick Saturday. Like...
There you go. We've got a great show lined up for you in a few minutes. TJ Kurgan from Tactical S. Is going to be in studio with us. And in just a moment, we are going to talk to our friend Aaron Tarlow from Southern Armory, start the show with him as we do every single week. But first, a quick programming note. For those of you that listen to this show on KMOX radio, of course, you can hear this show every Saturday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on 97.1 FM Talk. And you can hear the show every Sunday at noon on KMOX. Well, believe it or not, baseball season is almost back.
Yeah, buddy.
And KMOX, of course, is the home of the Cardinals, and they play a lot of baseball on Sundays. So starting in 2 weeks, so not next weekend, but the following weekend, we will be moving down to 5 p.m. on Sunday afternoons on KMOX for the duration of baseball season.
Okay.
So, yeah. So you'll be able to check us out right after every Cardinal game on Sunday.
Is there never a game on Sunday evening?
Very rare. There's only one national game on Sunday nights. Oh, okay. It's the ESPN Sunday Night Baseball, and the Cardinals get that game from time to time, but most of the time they play on Sunday afternoon.
That's above my pay grade. Just
so
tell
we will
me when
be,
to be here.
Yes, exactly. So we will be most Sundays at 5 o'clock starting in 2 weeks, like I said, for the duration of baseball season. And of course, you don't even have to wait until the show airs if you want to hear it. We release the podcast for this show every Friday morning, so you can take Second Amendment Radio with you throughout the weekend if you're outside hunting, fishing, camping, doing whatever, and you want to make Second Amendment Radio part of that experience. You can download the podcast on Friday mornings, have it before the show even airs on either radio station. And then, of course, we have the new podcast exclusive that we've been doing for a few weeks. You guys seem to be enjoying it, so we're going to keep doing it, and you can download that every Monday. So two different podcasts every week available for you.
And we really share it. Buddy of mine contacted me from Finn's Fur Feathers, whatever that Facebook group is, and they're sharing it outside of the St. Louis area. There's people in Georgia listening to it, to this podcast and the extra. It's just a nice bonus. This technology is amazing.
Yeah, we really appreciate you checking it out. Of course, you can listen also online on the radio.com app. Download our podcast there as well, and that is free. All right, let's get things started with our friend Aaron Tarlow from Southern Armory. Aaron, how's it going, my friend?
Good, Tony. How are you?
Not too bad. You know what? Let's flip it. We usually talk about what's happening at Southern Armory at the end of the segment. Let's start there. What is the latest happening at the store?
Got classes lined up all the way through March, so get in and do those. We've got one coming up on the 22nd and 23rd. 22nd is a private group we're teaching, so we do that. So if you've got group of friends, a group of people at church, you can schedule that in and get a 4 or 6 hour block. They're doing some range time and some simulator time. And then on the next day, we're doing a CCW class. So you have time to sign up for that in store or online. Then, of course, we're always getting guns in. We're a blue label dealer with Glock again this year. So I personally ordered a Glock for myself, a Gen 5 19 MOS. So I'm pretty excited about that. I'm going to get me an optic on there and kind of play around and see what that's all about a little bit and enjoy maybe some no finger grooves. getting ammo in all the time. So if you need ammunition, come in. If you don't see it, let us know. We'll order it for you. We do give a case discount, so buy it in bulk, which will save you money in the long run. Ammunition does last. Get an ammo can, put it in there, seal it up, and it'll last you quite a while. I'm still shooting World War II surplus from, the 40s and 50s that came in ammo cans. So this stuff does last. So save yourself, 10% and have ammunition around the house.
Do you guys have anything out there yet from any of the new stuff that was debuted at SHOT Show? Are you getting any? Do you have any new product in? Are you getting any requests for any of that new stuff?
So the product is coming in. However, when it comes out at SHOT Show, what happens is the wholesalers and the manufacturers divvy it up. Each dealer will only get one or two. Mm-hmm. So it's important for you to get on the list. So you get on the list, and then as we start working through the list, we will eventually come to your name. So you just got to be patient. So we've been getting the new Glock in, that's in 22 long rifle. We've gotten the Ruger and 5.7 in. However, there's not any mass quantities because everybody wants these guns. So your best bet is get on our back order list and then just wait.
Mm-hmm. How do people find you, of course, out there at Southern Armory?
So Southern Armory is located 1 mile east of 270 and 44, 9901 Watson Road. And you can find us on Facebook at Southern Armory. You can find us Second Amendment News Radio and then SouthernArmory.com.
SouthernArmory.com.
That's SouthernArmory.com.
I didn't know when you were going to get to it. Chad was like chomping at the bit to get the website out. Hey, Aaron, you guys are out there in St. Louis County, of course, and there was news this week when Chief Belmar stepped down. I know a lot of police officers are your customers out there. Are you hearing any of the fallout from Chief Belmar? And do you have any particular thoughts on that?
I know Chief Belmar. He's been in the store before he was chief. He was on the SWAT team, and I've seen him at multiple public events. And so I wasn't super surprised. Seems to me fire chiefs, police chiefs last about 5 years and retire. So, he had a lot of events that happened during his tenure as chief. And I think maybe, he just wants to kind of retire, relax, move on to the next phase of life. And that's commendable and understandable.
Hey, Aaron, this past week we learned that the Virginia House passed the assault weapon ban. Is this the tip of the iceberg for our country? And what do you think we should do moving forward to protect our Second Amendment rights?
So Virginia did pass it in the House. It's got to go to the Senate. It's got to be signed by the governor. And the governor will sign it. So the Senate is the only thing that is standing between that bill and the people. So hopefully the Senate will squash it. I don't have much faith in this. We see a lot of conservative, right-leaning states fall to gun control. A lot of states that you never thought would fall. Virginia is one of those states. So what do I see happening? Well, this is a change that is being pushed across the U.S. We're seeing that pushed here, that same narrative pushed right here in Missouri. We've got red flag laws. We've got a bunch of other stuff that have been filed in Missouri. And not only have they been filed in Missouri, but there's going to be a push. So this is going to be a big legislative year for your gun rights. They're attaching these gun bills to other bills like transportation bills, school bills.
Yep.
And they're basically trying to make it where, make it look like, well, if you don't support, improving transportation, you don't support schools, you don't support this or that.
Yeah, they tack them on to something very popular and kind of hide it, like Bo just said. We're talking to Aaron Tarlow, of course, the owner of Southern Armory. And Aaron, what I always tell people as this situation in Virginia unfolds to keep an eye on it because it could tell the story of what happens nationally if, now that we're in an election year, if the Democrats were to take the White House or take majority in the House and the Senate, because Virginia was a red state, was controlled by Republicans, but just barely, kind of like the national, kind of like the Senate right now, kind of like the national scene. Republicans had a very slight majority, but then due to elections last year, they lost that majority. That took effect on January 1st, and ever since the beginning of this year, we've seen the Democrats in Virginia try to pass all of the things that they had tried in the last year or two that got blocked because of the Republican majority, and now they're all starting to go through. Would you agree that it's a good maybe warning for the country to look what's happening in Virginia and elections matter?
Yeah, I would say look what's happening in Virginia. It can happen elsewhere. We've got right here in Missouri, Governor Parson. He's not very Second Amendment friendly, even though he is a Republican. He has come out and he has made statements that, you know, concern myself, concern other gun owners. And with that being said, we've got a big legislative year happening here. So it should be concerning. If you could flip Virginia, right, give me liberty or give me death, then you could flip any state in the union. You could flip the whole narrative, even on the national scene. So you just buckle up, and, you know, voting does matter. And another thing that I find interesting is they're trying to move away from the Electoral College and just go to a popular vote, which is also very scary because it's very easy to commit voter fraud. You know, the old joke, you know, Democrat visits cemetery and is waving. Are they waving goodbye or are they waving their constituents?
Good stuff. Aaron Tarlow, the owner of Southern Armory, always great to talk with you, and we will do it again next week. In the meantime, make sure you check them out at southernarmory.com and Southern Armory on Facebook. Aaron, thanks again. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks, guys. Take it easy.
You bet, buddy. All right, we have to take our first break, and when we get back, TJ Kurgan from Tactical S is in studio with us for the rest of the show. It's been a while since TJ's been here. Got a lot to catch up with him on, so don't go anywhere.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Where you're listening to Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Welcome back to Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Tony Colombo and Bo Matthews and producer Chad Ellis in studio and TJ Kurgan from Tactical S, Tactical Gunshot Sound, Tactical SH asterisk T, however you want to go about it. Of course, one of the great sponsors of the radio station is here in studio as well and joining us for the rest of the show. Great to see you, my friend.
Thank you. Also known as Sig Glockenkolt.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you hear the spots on radio voiced by the great Sig Glockenkolt.
And you're a marketing genius. Why would you name your company that?
Well, let me explain. I was a police officer for a long time. I was on the drug and gang unit in North County on the mobile reserve unit when MRS radio was a thing. And I was always Mr. Tactical. I was always the gun guy. I was the guy the other cops and all my friends and friends of friends would come to and say, hey, I want to get a gun for personal security or home security. What should I get? Yada, yada, yada. And I was that guy. I also was the guy to take all that extra training. You know, as a police officer, we were required to take, get those extra training credits, those educational hours, those units every month. And you know, a lot of the lazy cops would take the traffic, you know, traffic reconstruction stuff. Right. I would go and take everything tactical, you know, combat night fire, hand to hand, you know, room clearing and all that kind of stuff. And so that was always my thing. And I'd used the term tactical stuff.
Yeah.
You know, in the team rooms before, it would just roll off your tongue, because back then, if you were into gear, you were called a gear queer. Or a Geardo, right? Those were the terms that were used in law enforcement back in the 90s and the early 2000s.
When you could say stuff like that.
Right. And, meaning that you were too into something. And so, fast forward to 2013 when Obama, the best gun salesman on earth, was president.
No kidding.
You know, I became very vocal on social media about the Second Amendment and guns in general and sporting rifles. AKA the assault rifles they're trying to ban in states like Virginia.
Wow.
It was New Year's Eve, 2013, so it was the transition from 12 to 13, and a buddy of mine says to me, hey, you're in the wrong business, TJ. And I said, well, why is that, Bob? I love marketing. And he goes, well, you're in the wrong, you need to be marketing guns, blankety blank, mm-hmm. because that's all you ever talk about.
Ha.
And so I fired back at him without even thinking, you know, Bob, I don't need to market guns. There's a gun shop on every corner in America, like Southern Armory or Razorback or mm-hmm. whatever.
Right.
I need to market tactical expletive.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, well, what's that? And I said, it's everything else. It's what you put on the guns. It's what you put in the guns.
Right.
It's what you wear when you're shooting the guns. It's what you put the guns in to go to the range. It's the entire Second Amendment lifestyle.
You're the accessorizer.
We are. And so we're essentially the Macy's of, you know, or the JCPenney mm-hmm. of the tactical lifestyle. You know, if you considered the word tactical to be part of your lifestyle, you know, we have something for you, whether it's dots, lasers, you know, lights, knives, clothes, armor, holsters, pants, shoes, socks, Oakleys, hats, you name it, the whole thing.
All the gear, all the accessories.
Just no guns, because I don't like the ATF in my life.
Oh, gotcha. What about non-lethal, tasers and pepper spray and all that kind of stuff.
We sell, you know, those tasers that the cops got that shoot the darts? Mm-hmm. You know, we've got those.
Really? For private use?
Yeah. Yeah, they're expensive, but yeah, you know, like $500 or $600. You can buy a Glock cheaper, but these things are available to the public. We've also got, obviously.
Is there any kind of paperwork that, like, is there any background checks, paperwork, anything on that
negative
stuff?
Negative Red Rider. You can do whatever
which
you
is,
want with those.
Which is exactly the stuff that you're trying to, that you said you don't want in your life, right?
Right.
Yeah,
right.
So that's why.
No, say no. Just say no to regulations.
Amen to that.
But
man.
Do you train them, or because nobody reads
we
instructions?
Don't. No, we no, don't. No, but you know, they can go to somebody like Aaron down at Southern Armory and say, "Hey, can you train me on this?" And hopefully, they can develop a program for that.
For the taser?
Yeah, for the shooting. The only taser that we sell. I shouldn't say that. The only taser that we recommend is the one that the law enforcement style that actually shoots the darts and will incapacitate mm-hmm. someone. The traditional taser that every woman that comes into our store wants, you know, the one that has the 80,000 volts and all this and, you know, it makes the crackling sound when you pull the trigger, those things are absolutely worthless. And I blame Hollywood for making you think they're effective, because in every Hollywood movie, the guy, whether it's the good guy or the bad guy, walks up to somebody, sticks a taser in their neck, pulls the trigger, and the guy falls down.
Right.
You know, he's unconscious. That doesn't happen. Me and my guys, one year during one of our rucks, we actually were doing shots to see who could hold it against them the longest. Literally, it will do nothing but make your attacker mad.
Really?
So pepper spray, though, totally different story. A good quality oleoresin capsicum pepper spray like the cops use. Highly effective, unless, of course, you're dealing with somebody who has been sprayed a couple times and kind of knows what to expect.
Sure. Yeah, so. Now, a few years ago, I found my wife. Now, she has her CCW license, but she's not as comfortable carrying, right? So, is it Remington that came out with a pistol-looking mace?
It was actually Kimber. It was Kimber.
Okay.
The Kimber Pepper Popper, and we sell it.
You do sell. Okay.
It shoots a pepper gel, two shots. So it's basically a Derringer double shot, two, and then it's done. But it shoots two shots at 100 pepper gel at 118 feet per second. And, I'm sorry, 118 miles per hour is what the thing says. I don't know what the feet per second on
delicious.
That is. But we actually had an intern. I highly recommend the Kimber Pepper Popper. It's fun to say pepper popper. Right?
Pepper popper,
but don't pop your peas. It's fun to say, but it's also highly effective. However, we tested it, because we like to test everything that we sell, you know, so we can recommend it, with a pepper spray, whether it be a cone, a foam, or a stream.
Yeah.
You can be inaccurate. You can splatter. You can spray and pray and get the bad guy. Mm-hmm. With the pepper popper, You have to shoot them in the face.
You have to be accurate.
We actually did a deal. We had an intern. And the intern volunteered to get shot with a Kimber Pepper Popper. And the first time we shot him, it's on our YouTube channel. If you search Tactical SHT on YouTube, you'll find it. And then search Kimber or Pepper Popper, you should find the video. But the first time we shot him in the chest, thinking it would splatter in the face and maybe wouldn't be as bad for the kid.
Right.
Well, that didn't stop him, didn't deter him at all. And so we had to reshoot the scene. And the girl that was playing the victim in this, she got a little nervous and didn't just shoot him once in the face, but shot him twice. The poor kid was in the worst pain I've ever seen a human be in for about 56 minutes.
Ooh.
And then the bad thing, if you're ever sprayed with pepper spray, you know, people want to flush your face with milk.
Right.
If you're doing that, don't do it standing up. Because the milk,
you're just washing it all down.
You're telling the bad guys this too.
The milk washes the pepper. That's okay. It's a North County Public Service announcement.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, the milk washes the pepper spray down your chest, down the front of your shirt, and into your pants region.
Yes.
And then next thing you know, you feel like you visited someplace in Miami you shouldn't have a few days ago.
Have Bo or Chad? Start with Bo. Have you ever experienced pepper spray?
Never. Never.
Have you?
Yes.
It's not fun.
I accidentally sprayed myself.
Oh, no.
Wow.
I was a kid. I was innocent, and I was in the bathroom. I opened the drawer. It was pepper spray. I was like, what is this? I sprayed it. And
thought it was Banaka.
I was like, it's...
Oh, yeah. Banaka.
I was like, it stinks, but I didn't realize, like, the fumes would get in like the air and kind of, like, get into my nose, and I was, like, coughing. And then my eyes started watering. Then I kind of gave it a rub.
That's a huge mistake.
It was a wrap from there.
Yeah,
but it didn't dribble down your chest.
Oh no, I was like under the sink, like.
So just from being in the room's enough.
Yeah. Talking to TJ Kurgan is in studio with us from Tactical S. What do you recommend? Because we get a lot of questions. Probably the number one question that we get sent in. For our friends that own gun stores, or you know, you would be qualified to answer this question as well. If they are is one of two things: either they're looking for their first gun because they are starting to be afraid of what they're seeing on the news, and maybe people who have never owned a gun before want that first gun of their lives for home protection, or they're not quite ready to own a gun, but they want to feel safe and put things like either a taser or pepper spray or something like that in their home and in their vehicle. Do you have a particular thing that you recommend for that type of customer who's looking for kind of their first thing ever to keep in their car and their house to protect themselves with?
Absolutely. You know, protecting yourself starts with mindset before you ever get to tools.
Yeah.
Right? So before you even get to tools, you know, get a situational awareness. Always be in, you know, always be in level red, you know, or at least yellow. You know, you're always hyper aware of what's going on, especially when you're in transitional spaces. Transitional spaces are any place between your car and somewhere else,
sure,
or between one building and another. You know, when you're getting out of the car to go into the gas station, when you're getting out of the car to walk into the bank, when you're walking from the grocery store to the car, when you're pulling into your garage, these are transitional spaces. Know what's going on around you. Have the head on a swivel. Play games with yourself. Pretend you're Jason Bourne, you know, hyper aware. Then the next thing I highly recommend, if you're not ready for the firearm yet, is get yourself a small pocket flashlight with at least 300 lumens. A flashlight can be an incredible force multiplier. You know, it can be, you're walking with your wife and your kids from, you know, the grocery store to the car. You see somebody paralleling you, right? They're walking in the same direction at the same speed parallel to you. You can just take that flashlight and kind of kick it in their direction real quick, not necessarily light them up, but just kick it in their direction, which says to that guy, I see you, you know, which could take him out of his OODA loop, and you know, and now he might be looking for a different victim.
Well, a lot of bad guys are looking for the element of surprise, and once they realize they don't have it anymore, you've indicated to them, I see you.
You know, you can either walk to the car looking at your phone, or you can walk to the car looking around with your head on a swivel with a flashlight in your hand, giving a little blast of light in the direction of somebody that you might feel as a threat. If they then approach you, oh, hey, man, can I get some money? Or, hey, can you give me directions? You can turn that light on now permanently and say, hey, buddy, I don't know. I'm new around here. You know, give them some bullshit, mm-hmm. you know, some of that stuff.
Beep.
And yeah. And, get and basically take them out of it again. And if they keep coming, now you could shine that 300 lumens in their face and give them verbal commands and try to get, you know, to a safe place, a.k.a. in your car.
Mm-hmm. Do you teach self-defense?
I'm getting ready to begin a program teaching the flashlight cool. Force multiplier
Good
thing.
Good for you. Good
and
for
then,
you.
And then we're looking to bring in... basically experts from around the country to teach things like tactical jiu-jitsu and Tony Blauer's spear program, things that anybody can learn in 4 hours that they can, you know, tools they can add to their toolbox so that they have something to do, you know, from a force multiplier up to, you know, hand-to-hand up to, hedged weapons and then eventually to a firearm.
Right.
So to step up, to answer your question, you go from mm-hmm. the flashlight, you could also go to a knife, but if you're going to go to a knife... carrying one, not just to cut open boxes and, right. and things like that, pick your teeth. You know, if you're going to ever deploy a knife for self-defense, you really need to get that training.
Right.
And that training's hard to come by.
Yeah, because you to use the knife, you have to be close enough to be in physical contact.
Right. Correct.
And, yeah, I like if I'm talking about my wife or my daughter who, you know, I make sure they have pepper spray in their car mm-hmm. in their purse, I don't want them to ever get that close.
Right. Chances are they will.
Yeah, well, you're right.
When the bad stuff happens, when it hits the fan, you right. know,
and it happens,
it's going to be
now.
Close. It's going to be personal. It's going to be violent. It's going to be shocking, and that's where training comes in to play. So let's get to the gun part, and then we'll circle back. Mm-hmm. So let's say you're ready to carry that gun, to buy that gun, to get the. And in Missouri, we don't require CCW training, which I think is idiotic. I mean, I'm all for the constitutional carry, the fact that you have the right to carry a gun. But I think you have the responsibility
to train it.
To train with you. That gun.
Yep, yep.
At the very least, go get the CCW training so you know your safety rules. You don't blow your toe off. You don't shoot your kid.
Know the laws.
You know the ballistics of the bullet. Is it going to go through the bad guy and then the wall, then the other wall, then my kid's crib? You know, you need to know how to clean the gun, how to take care of the gun, how to be safe with the gun, and what to do should that stuff hit the fan. But then there's other classes that you could take, and I highly recommend. You go from that one to the next one to the next one. They're fun. But you should take classes that, you know, like at Ultimate Defense. They have UTM or sim round training where you can actually be scared to death and have to use a gun or make the decision to use it. That's the kind of training you need to get. Stop buying guns and spend money on training. Mm-hmm. One gun. Lots of training, not 30 guns.
You
can
go.
Only carry one at a time. Unless you're like me, maybe you get away with three.
That's TJ Kurgan from Tactical S. He's going to be sticking around for the rest of the show. You should, too. And you didn't even realize you did it, but I can't. You mentioned the flashlight. I have to say, one of the great sponsors of this show, Intervine, right now. Intervine.com. Use my name, Tony, as your discount code. 50% off all of your products, and they have the best tactical LED flashlights and lanterns available, and they have that little tiny one. I don't know the lumens, but I know it's super, super bright. You get it 50% off right now. Intervine.com, Intervine.com. Use my name, Tony, as your discount code, and it's half off. Thanks for that chance to bump a little sponsor there.
The segue.
Yeah.
Unintentional, but artful.
Yeah. That's right. Taking a quick break. Back with more.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Or don't go anywhere. You're listening to Second Amendment Radio in the Great Outdoors. Welcome back to Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Tony Colombo here with my partner, Bo Matthews. Producer Chad Ellis is in studio, and so is TJ Kurgan from Tactical S, finishing the show with us and is also going to be sticking around and participating in this week's podcast exclusive. Going to tell you all about that here in just a second, but first...
This segment is brought to you by Razorback Armory. I'm catching up here. It's brought to you by Razorback Armory. They are your gun concierge. They're a full-service firearm shop that strives to be the area's premier destination for firearm enthusiasts, especially suppressors.
So a couple quick reminders. Just mentioned this at the beginning of the show for people who that listen to this show every week. On KMOX, we are going to be changing the time. Cardinal baseball is back, believe it or not. And so if you listen to this show on KMOX, you know it's every Sunday at noon. If you listen on 97.1 FM Talk, it's Saturdays at 3. Nothing changing there. But not next week, but the following week, we are going to move this show to 5 o'clock on Sunday afternoons because Cardinal baseball is coming back. So you'll be able to hear us at Sundays at 5 on KMOX going forward here in a couple of weeks. Also, don't forget about the podcasts of this show. We actually record this show just before the weekend, and you can listen to it before it airs on either radio station. You can download the podcast every Friday morning, and you can download the second podcast, the podcast exclusive, every Monday morning. So you will have two different chances to download the podcast of the show. People ask, why are you giving the podcast out before the show even airs? And it's because we know that a lot of people that listen to the show and a lot of people that podcast, which there are many of you, and we greatly, greatly appreciate that, are out and about in the great outdoors on the weekend. And you want to take us with you, and you want to listen to us while you're out camping, hunting, fishing, doing whatever you're doing. So that's why we make the podcast available before the weekend, so you have it. You can listen to it anytime you want.
It's on demand. You get it when you want it.
Yeah.
You don't even have to listen to the radio, for crying out loud. Just take it with you.
Yeah. Did I cut off your little
It's okay. The fight thing. For the Second Amendment never sleeps.
Yes, that's right. You know? We arm wrestled.
And things change in the Second Amendment fight so quickly that if you don't get it the second this podcast comes out and you wait for it to go out on the radio, come on. But anyway, so you were talking about Razorback. You know,
yeah.
I've never been there, but everybody I talk to says that place is awesome because they've got the suppressor kiosk. You know, when I went and got my suppressor, my SDN6 AAC, mm-hmm. I had to go to the county and get my thumbprints, my fingerprints done.
Oh, yeah.
No. But fortunately, the cop was hot and female. Let me just say that. So that wasn't too bad. But I had to go to the sheriff's department to get my fingerprints. I had to go to Walgreens to get my passport photos. I had to fill out the form, and I had to do all that. And so you don't have to do any of that at Razorback. You just go in and bang.
TJ, you're old enough. And I know you're old enough because I've known you almost 30 years.
Yeah.
Seriously. Mm-hmm. Him and I go way back. You remember that very first time you used an ATM and you're like, what? It spits money out? It's kind of like the kiosk you're talking about. I mean, it's just boom, boom, it's over.
It's too easy. Yeah.
The only difference is you won't get any overdraft charges at Razorback.
Yeah, right.
That's
right.
True. That's
except true. Except for on your debit card when you buy the suppressor and another one and another one and another
so
one.
So you don't sell suppressors?
We don't sell anything federally regulated.
Yeah, did you hear him? He said he doesn't
stores.
Want the ATF in his life. He
no,
said he doesn't want
that.
The paperwork in his life. So
yeah,
that's
we sell. There's 135 parts to the AR-15. We sell 134. 4.8 of them.
Wow.
Wow.
See,
there you
so
go.
That's not a dumb question I just gave you then. Dang.
Not at all.
Tony.
Hey, did you, TJ was here in that first segment. We were talking with Aaron about the situation in Virginia, and we've been talking about Virginia. And
you
keeping,
mean the beginning of the next revolution?
Yeah, we've been keeping a close eye on that here on this show for a long time. What did you think of the analogy of telling people, hey, if you don't think that your gun rights could be taken away on a national level just by losing a presidential election or losing some Senate seats, take a look at what's happening in Virginia because they are having their rights infringed on right now, something that the Democrats there have been trying for a long time, but they had a slight Republican majority that was always able to block it. you lose that majority and you start to lose rights. That's my opinion. What do you think?
Well, you know, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. So Virginia is just first, you know, we had California. We had New York, we have Massachusetts, we have New Jersey, we have, you know, so this is not new. You know, Virginia is interesting because of where it, you know, it's geopolitical, its origins,
where it's
flag,
now,
you know, the standing on a dead tyrant, for Christ's sake. You know, but this continues to happen over and over. And so what we see in Virginia is, you know, the governor says, if you show up to do this Second Amendment rally with guns, we're going to arrest you. And 35,000 armed Americans, what the liberal media calls militia members, you know, which is all of us, according to the Second Amendment, you know, they show up en masse, fully armed, and they even help clean up the town, and nobody's arrested. There's not a single incident. But what did that do? Did it change anything? I mean, the bill still made it through the House.
Right.
Now, they did make some changes to the bill. Okay, a lot of people don't know this. They made some changes to the bill to make it more stomachable to these protesters, right? They basically, the original bill was going to seize your AR-15s. You know, you would have to turn them in. The new bill says that if you have an AR-15, you're going to be grandfathered in and we're not going to take it. However, you will have to get a license for that. You will have to register that. Now, and that you... That's the key word. We'll be able to keep that AR-15, but transfers and sales will be illegal. What does that mean? That means transfers to your children will be illegal.
Right.
They're basically, they're not taking your gun rights. They're taking your kids' gun rights, and you're allowing them to do it. It's a death by a million cuts.
See, because you've got more information than I have, because I heard somebody just a couple of days ago talking about that it was going to be, if it goes through to the governor and he signs off on it, that they would be able to confiscate it. But you're saying they fluffed up the language.
My understanding, and I've been known to be mistaken, but my understanding after doing the research for my own podcast, Shots Fired. Selfless promo.
No, do it. How can people find that?
They can find Shots Fired podcast on any podcast platform. We typically do that podcast after major shootings, and it's kind of like a Monday morning quarterback type thing. We talk a lot about the Second Amendment and how it applies and what happens after a shooting and how they use the shootings to further their political agenda. But my understanding is that they did change the bill to get it through Congress to eliminate the seizure part of it and to basically only ban the transfer and sale of them. But I do believe there's a caveat where you will have to get you will have to register yours if you choose to keep it
and pay for it.
Yeah. Oh, of course. You it's know, a tax. It's a money grab.
So
you know, everything about every single gun law on earth is a money grab.
You talk mostly about self-defense and that kind of, and the accessories at your store. But do you also do stuff for hunters? Do you have accessories for hunters as well?
We do.
Oh, okay, good.
We do.
Okay, yeah, I'm just learning. I'm learning.
You know, we're not going to ever compete with Bass Pro or Cabela's, but we have some things, especially those hunters that use black rifles, which is becoming more and more popular, and black pistols. The new AR-15 pistol platform with arm braces falls under the hunting period where you can
alternative means season.
So you can have a suppressed 300 blackout pistol and go take
alternative
some
means alternative is my means. Favorite name for a hunting season because I always think like my brain goes crazy. Alternative means, like, does that mean samurai swords? Does it mean ninja stars? Does it mean your bare hands? But it does mean pistols, and most of the people that do hunt during alternative means seasons are using handguns.
Oh, I've seen some of these ridiculous guys. They're using this, you know, they're building 16-inch pistols. You know, 16-inch AR-15 pistols in like 6.8 SPC or, you know, 300 blackout. And it's a fun way to leverage, you know, to leverage laws.
Here's a question. If the ban of these type of assault rifles, as they're called, or weapons of war, if they were banned in the state you live in,
Arma-spec rifle,
would you move?
Yeah.
You would?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I don't think you're alone. I you know, we're very liberal with our gun laws in the state of Missouri. But man, if they
you can
start,
lose them fast though.
If they start, man, especially the
that's why
thing,
all, that's why elections matter. That's why election. I mean, at every level, elections matter because you can lose those rights quickly.
The whole reason of the Second Amendment is not about hunting. It is not even about self-protection. It's about your protection against a tyrannical government.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the reason it's this. What?
So you mentioned, and I agree with you wholeheartedly, TJ, that Barack Obama was the greatest gun salesman in the history of the United States. But now that it's an election year, it looks like Trump has a very strong possibility of being reelected. I think the Democratic nominees are a mess. However, it's still an election year. It puts, I think, some worries and some questions in people's minds. Are you seeing a little bit of a surge of people? I know you don't sell the actual firearms, but it's the same customers that are buying guns that, you know, start stocking up when they get worried. Are you seeing a rise right now in business because of it being an election year? Or are people pretty comfortable right now?
So when Trump got elected the first time, the entire industry went into the Trump slump. All right.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly right. Yeah.
Every business has an ebb and a flow, like waves on an ocean. And the firearms industry hit rock bottom in July of last year. We were at the bottom of the Trump slump. And then the Democrats had their first debate. And ironically, within a few days of that debate, there were three active shooters, one in Texas, one in California, and one in Ohio. Mm-hmm. Next thing you know, everything turned around, and then everything was on a 20+% upswing. We are seeing that has tailed. Things are a little bit more calm right now. I would not say sales are up by a large margin, but they are up, and we expect them to go up quite a bit this year. However, might not be as big of a deal as the last election because, again, a lot of people think it's kind of a sure thing.
That's TJ Kurgan from Tactical S. He's going to stick around and be a part of the podcast exclusive, so make sure you download that when it becomes available on Monday. You want to real quick hit that before we're out?
Man, if you play Texas Hold'em, I would love to have you be part of the Big Dogs Poker Bash. It benefits the Eureka Police Officer Support Fund. And it's going to be March 8th. If your company wants to make a donation, TJ, or anybody wants to make a donation or sponsor any part of the event, it's a great game, a great big giant house game. At least $500 to the winner, and we pay out the whole table. Go to the Bo Matthews page, BOMATTHEWS. I've got all the information. You can get signed up. We've got two gun raffles. Fantastic event. We've been doing it for years, and it backs the blue. So we'd love to be a part of it. Thanks.
Yes, you bet. And download both of our podcasts every week on the radio.com app. Big thank you to TJ from Tactical S. He's going to be a part of the podcast exclusive. Hopefully you listen to that this week as well. And we will see you back here next week for another edition of Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors.
Get more at 971talk.com. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.